Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Things have really changed since our grandparents and even our parents were on the dating scene. Online dating, apps on our phones, and texting are supposed to make it easier for us these days to find love in the fast-paced world that we live in. But while it may save us some time, they often make it difficult to find a true connection. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, has been a marriage and family therapist for 27 years and has seen it all. She's joining me today to talk to us about how we can really get to know people on a really meaningful level, including what questions we can ask to get to the core of a person, how we can use the time we have on a date to find a long-lasting, meaningful connection, and how to overall find someone to make us happy. Dr. Foster, I'm so honored to have you here with us again and excited to talk about this conversation of courtship and dating because I think it has changed and it continues to change year to year. Would you agree?
You ever right, Erica, and it's good to be with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've all, you know, when obviously when I was younger, we didn't have smartphones and, you know, we didn't have probably even online dating because computers mm-hmm. weren't even really that readily available for anybody. So the term courtship and really romance and getting to know somebody has changed so dramatically. And I want to know from your point of view, if you think it's hindering people from finding a true connection or helping.
Well, you know, I really, relationships are one of those things that we don't train for at all, and yet it affects our lives so greatly. So I really like the idea of people learning about the genders, for one thing, mm-hmm. you know, and right. and really really understanding what they're getting into, because you can't just intuitively know it. You know, one thing I talk about is that 2/3 of divorces are initiated now by women, and of course there's lots of reasons, but I think the gut reason is that women expect something from men that for men is really a learned behavior. It's not that it's hard to do, it's just not intuitive for them. So I wrote the book What Women Want Really for guys, because it's kind of concise and bullet pointed. You know, men don't typically buy that kind of a relationship book, but it's meant to be read out loud, preferably by couples. And it does include discussion questions so they can get to know each other.
Right. Right. And this term of just what courtship is, I mean, I think these days winning somebody's trust or winning someone's affection. And mm-hmm. I mean, you've used that word winning before in terms of what men like to do. We had a previous mm-hmm. episode segment that mm-hmm. you did mention mm-hmm. that. So can you tell the audience again, for people that maybe missed that, what that is about?
You mean about, you're talking about men seeking wins, right?
Yeah, well, the idea of courtship, I think, has changed these days. I mean, people mm-hmm. now, you know, quickly text each other once or twice, meet at a coffee shop, expect maybe something else to happen after that really doesn't feel comfortable for one or the other person. So I just think in general, a lot of things have shifted. And I know that you were talking about the genders earlier and kind of explaining how men and women's brains are wired differently.
They are wired differently. In fact, when we talk about women, and this relates to most women, okay, not every single one, but most
of course.
Are hardwired and strongly motivated by empathy. And because of that, they attach to discern another person's feelings. Now, I'll compare that with men in just a sec, but I also mean by women that, you know, we're talking about the fact that sophisticated MRIs show us that by the age of 17, a girl's brain has transformed so that the processing of emotion, especially negative emotion, has moved up into her cerebral cortex. Now, that's where higher mental functioning like reflection and reasoning take place. So she can now talk about what she feels, and she can hook words up to her feelings. She can also hook up feelings and thoughts. Thought feelings is what I like to call them. Mm-hmm. So a guy who's coming into romance with a woman, you know, texting is fast, meeting on the go is fast, but really he has to realize that her very identity becomes associated with these thought feelings. She needs to dialogue. Now, when we talk about guys, I'm talking about the greater population of males who are hardwired and strongly motivated to value and assemble systems. Now, this does involve winning, and it does have to do with their testosterone. It can mm-hmm. be, you know, fixing a pencil sharpener to trying to fix politics. It doesn't matter. It's any system that they mm-hmm. deem to have certain principles that don't change. But they detach to observe and figure out the system. Now, remember that I said that women tend to attach to discern mm-hmm. another person's feelings. A guy detaches off and on to figure out a system. So since most women don't really detach that from another person that much, they can misread a guy. Like, mm-hmm. if they have a strong connection on a date and then he doesn't text back for days, or they're in a relationship and he doesn't call during the day, you know, he may feel just as positively about her, but she needs more signs of attachment.
I see.
She can start thinking, maybe the relationship is over. You know, I haven't heard from him in 5 days, you know.
right.
And then when we talk about, guys, just one more thing, Erica, and that is that, you know, a boy has a cup of circulating testosterone going through his body every day. But when he reaches adolescence, that becomes 2 gallons a day. And all that testosterone livens his hypothalamus part of his brain to grow 2.5 times what a girl's is. And that means that everything sexual comes to the front of his thinking. Now, women can be very turned off by a guy's sexuality, but I have to say this. Today we know from research that men are 4 times more likely than women are to see sex and emotional closeness as the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that's why, if I can come to a guy's defense a little bit, that's why they push for sex so much. It's not just like a physical gratification thing for a guy. He's wired differently, and it's how he's hoping to establish emotional link. And of course, often sex does that. But a female has to be careful because she's not wired the same way, and sex too soon can feel kind of violating for her and actually make the relationship go awry.
I see. That's very interesting. And so, and one of the takeaways from what you just said is that women need more signs of attachment from men. Women should also know that just because a man isn't giving her those signs all the time, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong. So it seems like there has to be a willingness to compromise in terms of the genders, that both genders need to be aware of these things. So not to over catastrophize or create something out of nothing. Right.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, so this is all really, really, you know, important to be educated on, and that's why I love having you on the show. So to tell everybody a little bit about how we are wired differently is so important. And so can you tell our audience where they could find out more information and how to get, you know, your tips and tools?
They can go to a website called Books by Catherine Foster, PhD.com.
Perfect.
And Catherine is Katherine. And there you can sign up and get on my email list if you want to. And there's information about all my 5 different books.
Okay. And do you do any seminars or any private counseling? Or what do you do?
I'm licensed in Texas, so I only do counseling in Texas. But, of course, anybody can buy my books or receive my newsletters, too.
Yes, your newsletters are fantastic, and I always read them and get so much from them. Yeah, so just one last thing really quick. To make a meaningful connection, I think we have to first understand the basis of how men and women operate separately, and then obviously every individual is different, and all of our connections are different, and anything that we talk about today is based on the majority of men or women, and it doesn't apply to, you know, each and every person, because everyone
there
is
are
wired
exceptions.
Different.
Yeah.
There are exceptions, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Catherine Foster, for joining me today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.